Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Yes, my dear friends from all over the world, this is Maarten Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio. I wish you a very nice show today with Christina Day. She is my guest, and Christina Day is a leading spiritual teacher, speaker, healer, channel and author in the fields of self-development and spiritual growth. She has been working throughout the USA and internationally for the last 15 years. She is the author of two books, Pleiadian Initiations of Light and Pleiadian Principles for Living. She has created many webinars, online courses, audio and video programs. She has appeared on hundreds of radio shows, and for the years she has been working with the Pleiadian initiations around the world. She is affectionately renowned internationally as the Pleiadian Ambassador. Christine's powerful and heartbreaking personal story has inspired audiences throughout the world. Born and raised in Australia, she has experienced a traumatic childhood involving cult ritual abuse. In 1986, following a diagnosis of advanced systemic lupus, and having been told she had just 2 months to live, Christine experienced a profound spiritual awakening with the Pleiadians, which enabled her to move into a space of self-healing. She has now been symptom-free for the last 26 years. Since then, Christine has been presenting Pleiadian events, seminars, and transmissions of light throughout the United States and internationally. She has co-created the Pleiadian Enlightenment Academy, which offer online transformative courses. The courses are specifically designed to facilitate and accelerate the process of self-discovery. Christine believes that the single most important journey that we are to make in this lifetime is the rediscovery of ourselves. This journey of the realignment back to our natural spiritual natures. This sacred channeled work from the Pleiadians provides the tools to open up specific energetic dimensional spaces that afford you the opportunity to move forward and awaken on different levels. Christine is the founder of Frequencies of Brilliance, a unique healing modality that was channeled through her 20 years ago, along with the original Amanie multidimensional bodywork. Her first book, Pleiadian Initiations of Light, which is based on Frequencies of Brilliance, now offers this work to a broad general audience with practitioners all over the world. Just to name a few: United States, Canada, Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, France, Italy, and Belgium. And now also the Netherlands. She is also a beloved and celebrated spiritual figure with an extensive student and practitioner base in Brazil that study Frequencies of Brilliance. She also holds various seminars, workshop lectures, and transmissions for the general public throughout Brazil. So, without further ado, Christine, I want to heartfully welcome you to ET First Contact Radio.
Thank you, Martin. It's wonderful to be on the show and wonderful to connect to you.
I feel the same connection, and I must tell you, Christine, that I have a very profound connection with the Pleiadians, especially with Semyaze and also with the Syrians, but the Pleiadians, I feel a kind of at home, a kind of, when I hear the name Pleiadians, it feels like, well, even closer than family, actually.
Well, you have a Pleiadian aspect within you, Martin, and maybe during this interview you'll get to really feel the Pleiadians. They're always with me when I'm working, when I'm interviewing. They bring a frequency out through my voice, out to the audience in general, and generally touching a lot of hearts. So, you know, just open up to that maybe during the interview today.
I'm open up to this, and I just want to tell the audience that this is a very special interview with Christine, and I feel also a very profound connection with Christine. We might have worked before in other lifetimes together on various projects.
I get a confirmation of that. The Pleiadians are telling you that is a truth. And actually, that sometime, at some point, we need to reconnect with each other. So it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds, Martin.
Indeed, Christine. And already the show is starting to be exciting because of this connection. And we are here now at this moment in time and space on this planet, beautiful Gaia, to uplift and liberate us from the strangeholds of the darkness. And we are bringing light with so many listeners and so many beautiful people all around the world to make this world a better place and to inform ourselves and inform the public. Now, all the lifetimes we've been working together are leading to this moment, and not only you and me, Christina, but the many other listeners from all over the planet that are tuning into this radio show and that are working energetically with the Pleiadians and the Syrians and the Andromedans. But I know that we are not alone, and I know that the moment we are approaching of liberation is very close. So
it's very close, and the Pleiadians agree with that. They've been sharing with me, and I've been very closely working with them over the last years, and they have they're predicting that we are going through a massive transformation, and we will be moving through a further transformation and be successful in our mission for awakening in this lifetime. So I feel very joyful with them and with the energies.
Mm. What is the biggest wish for the Pleiadians for humanity here on Earth?
Their biggest wish actually is for us to start moving into a state of self-acceptance. To accept our humanness, our imperfection. And as we do that, we come into a place of self-acceptance, and it's then that we can become enlightened. And, you know, we've had to live with these illusions for so long that in order to be enlightened, we need to be perfect, but it's actually the opposite. In order to be enlightened, we have to accept our vulnerabilities of our humanness, and just really hold a lot of love and compassion for ourselves and for our mission here. It takes great courage to come here and have a human experience.
It really does. By the way, I have the feeling that when I speak about my personal life, Christine, that duality is disappearing. It's slipping through my fingers. All the experiences and encounters I have with people are becoming non-dualistic and in a sense of oneness. And I see that around me more and more. And I see that the behavior of people is changing from sometimes black and white thinking to unity.
And the reason for that, Martin, is that there's a third dimensional illusion is leaving the earth plane, and there's a fourth, fifth dimensional energy anchoring here. For since June 16th this year, there's been a lifting of the veils every 3 weeks. And when I say what is that lifting of the veils, it's where for 10 seconds every 3 weeks, the veils lift. We awaken from the dream of the illusion here and open to our fourth, fifth dimensional energy and start remembering. So there's a melting away of that third dimensional energy that's held us in a place for lifetimes. And since November 1st, the lifting of the veils is happening every 2 weeks and magnifying in intensity in those 10 seconds right through to December 29th. So we're going through a magnification of this energy, this third dimensional illusion. It's going to be melting away, flowing away, so we can no longer hang on so tight to being rigid and caught up in that third dimension. And that is really a joyful thing.
It is. And I feel that time is also speeding up. And by the way, there's something else. I'm very curious if you can confirm this, Christina, or the Pleiadians. But since a couple of months, or maybe longer, I feel that I am sharing cosmic intelligent with the Pleiadians and other benevolent beings from the stars. It's not conscious. It's not like I know what I'm sharing, but I have the feeling that things I see on Facebook and the internet, or things that are happening around us in the airwaves around us, that are, of course, the dark cabal doesn't want disclosure and they try to do everything they can to stop it. But at the same time, I feel that I'm giving intel that I'm picking up unconsciously to the Pleiadians, and they're working with it in order to make disclosure possible. Now, I don't think I'm the only one, but is this happening?
It is a truth. It is happening, and it's happening to many individuals now. There's this huge acceleration of people starting to realign back to their destinies of pre-agreements with the galactic community, with the Pleiadians, the Sirians, with all the energies, the life force energies of the universe. And we have made these pre-agreements, and they're active now. It's the time now for this interaction and for this sharing. This telepathic communion energy has opened up to enable many of us to start this interaction. And as you do interact, Martin, there is an unfolding of receptors in your brain within the telepathic center that begins to activate because you're reconnecting back to your natural way of being, your natural state of your pure source energy of the higher self.
Yes, I feel that it's happening indeed. And it's so beautiful, you know, what's happening. And by the way, I have a feeling that this month, November, the second part we are in now, things will accelerate even further. And I cannot put my finger on it exactly what will happen, but...
Well, it's true, because this is when the veils are lifting now every 2 weeks. And that 10-second period where the veils lift, they're bringing in an intensification of awakened energy where you have the opportunity to align to that awakening process and realigning back. So it's accelerating tremendously light coming onto the planet in a new frequency that has not been here up to this point in time for us. And we are ready to receive it also. That's even more exciting.
Indeed. And I have also the feeling that we call ourselves starseeds or light workers or light warriors, but at the same time, the general public, the people that are watching the mainstream media and that are doing their regular jobs, I have the feeling that they're also affected by it and that they are becoming less skeptical of the whole information and truth about UFOs and ETs, and that they are, yes?
Well, I see that all over the world. You know, I travel all over the world, and I've been a Pleiadian ambassador for the last nearly 20 years now. And the fact is, at first, everyone was incredibly skeptical, but now wherever I go, I'm incredibly received by the general public. I've been doing transmissions with the Pleiadians with 2,000 to 3,000 people at a time in Brazil, filling theaters in the major centers of Brazil. And the general public are coming and opening and really receiving the transmissions of light, of awakening from the Pleiadians without any skepticism at all. It's really quite amazing.
Yes. Now, Brazil, South America, is very special. I have always dreamt about traveling there. My uncle came home with a pile of National Geographics in 1984 when I was 7 years old. And I saw a picture of Machu Picchu. And I was so taken by this picture, so inspired, that since then I had a map of South America in my bedroom at my parents' place. And it was a map from 2 by 3 meters. And I always looked at that map.
So well, actually, you were remembering, Martin. Yes. It was so familiar to you, I'm being told, because it was a very sacred place to you in the past, in past lives. And all you're doing is remembering and getting incredible transmissions from that map. And you still do. Mm. You know, you're still being you're still connecting through that space, that portal.
Yes, it's a portal. It was a portal in my bedroom when I looked at that map, and I still remember looking at specific places in the Andes, in Peru and Chile and Argentina. And I know there's a very energetic spot on the map in northern Chile, northern Argentina, in the corner of the four counties, Peru, Bolivia, Chile and Argentina. There's the mountain there, Salas de Atacama, and... Hoyos del Salado, there is something going on there. And I have heard that from Drunval Melchizedek in his book that even Tibetan monks are now traveling to that area to do ceremonies. And even all the tribes of North America, the native tribes of North America are also traveling to that spot.
So that is true. I was talking with some of the Native Americans in the area here, and many of them are being told to move to in that direction to realign to some of the sacred sites. And the Pleiadians are talking about all the sacred sites right now on the earth plane, all the megalith sites like Stonehenge, all the pyramids, all of those sites are coming back to their original pure state that they first, when they first anchored on the earth plane, that they held. They're all returning back to that sacred alignments, that pure alignment, that they haven't been in that space for lifetimes.
I have the feeling that many people that are meant to be there will be there very soon. And it's beyond mystery what's happening there, I believe. It's beyond my imagination, but I have a feeling that somehow I have to be there in the near future, and I will probably meet you there, and we will see what happens.
Well, it feels like you will be there very soon.
Now, Christina, what is the connection with the Pleiadians and the ancient tribes of Gaia?
Well, there's total connection there. Understand that the Pleiadians have had an incredible impact on the Earth plane for thousands and thousands of years. They were the ones that transmitted the sacred energies to all native people here on the Earth plane and interacted with the energies that are within the Earth also. So they have had a tremendous interaction with so many sacred forms here on the Earth plane.
Yeah, I feel that, and I feel that is true. Now I have another question that is of a personal nature, if I may.
You can ask me anything at all.
Okay. Now, this is very strange, not strange, but it's a personal story. For most of my life, I've lived in this area, Middelburg, and it's a little city in the Netherlands. When I was 14 years old, I saw a girl of my age, maybe 1 year older, walking on the street, and I was very impressed by her energy. I've always been kind of psychic and feeling energies. Now, I've been in Israel, in Belgium, in Rotterdam, other places. I've done other things. But now I'm just moved back 1.5 year ago to this place. And I saw her in the same woman in a bar. Now, she's now at the moment drinking alcohol. She has a very superficial life. And I can even not talk to her because she's on such a different level. But at the same time, I feel that her connection is very profound with me. And I'm just asking, what should I do with it?
What does your heart say?
Well, my heart is curious.
Your heart has that information. What does your heart say?
My heart says to me that I should connect with her.
And I get you should not hesitate in any way, shape, or form. There's a very strong and important reconnection to be made with her.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind may have a certain assessment, but don't go with your mind's assessment. Go only with your heart's assessment. Mm-hmm. And you should be reconnecting to her as soon as possible, they're saying.
Yes, because I see her, and when she sees me, she's also impressed by me. I can feel that.
You have work to do together. Mm-hmm. You have also some human interaction to do together, but you have a pre-agreement, an energetic pre-agreement. It's almost a soul pre-agreement. And you, when you come together energetically, you fit perfectly. It's almost like a jigsaw puzzle piece. You complete each other on some level.
I know that. Yeah, I've always felt that.
Yeah.
At the same time, she has a boyfriend now. It's a kind of type of the drugs milieu, you know, not really safe to be around. But at the same time, I must do it.
Well, you can first make contact and then allow it to unfold. It feels like that relationship is not going to last very long with this other person. Mm-hmm. And you can still make a connection to her initially and then let it unfold. Let it unfold as it needs to, but the connections need to be made.
Yes, and it's
And what I'm getting is you're the one to step forward in that. It comes mm-hmm. from you, not her. Mm-hmm. So you are the one that needs to do the reaching out and the initial contact.
Yes. Yeah, because she's not able to.
No, she's not supposed to either. I don't know why, but they're saying that energetically the pre-agreement was that the initial contact came from you.
Mm. Yes, and I feel that in past lives, she has been very important to me and she still is because of this. So
it's not only from the past life. It's something to be done now in this lifetime between the two of you as part of a destiny to really anchor something very strongly here on the earth plane.
I know that, yes. I know it's very profound, and yes. I'm emotionally affected by it. But every time I see her, her energy stays in my energetic field for some days.
Well, because, you see, you're remembering. You're not only you're remembering from the past, but you're also, there's a quickening happening in the cells of your body because of what's to happen now between you. And mm-hmm. what's to happen now between you is far more important than it's ever happened before.
Yes. I know that. And it also has to do with my radio show and traveling around the world, because I have the feeling that, you know, up until now, my radio show has been important by interviewing people. It's called ET First Contact Radio, Christine. So, you know, it's all about extraterrestrials and the star brothers and sisters that are here. And I want to make contact with us. And my purpose is to continue with the radio show after First Contact happened. So that means that real Pleiadians will be interviewed here.
Yes.
Now, and I have the feeling that things are ramping up very soon. And that it also means that I will travel around the world and maybe with her.
Feels like you have that destiny. So you need to make that first contact. Talk about first contact.
Yes, first contact is what I'm doing. It's ET First Contact Radio, yes. So I should make my first contact with her. And I am, for her, for many people in this little town, I am like an extraterrestrial, because the culture here is that people are Christian. And they are not just Christian, but they are in a type of Christianity that is very close-minded, very judging.
And it's very I understand that.
Yes. So it's very difficult to survive here. So I have to make the first step, but I need courage to do that.
Of course, but the feeling is, Martin, if this helps you at all, that you have a Pleiadian aspect within you, and so does she.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her time also to awaken. So it's almost like the two of you coming together at this time, you bringing your contact towards her, enables her to start opening to the truth about herself. Mm-hmm. And allowing that truth to be revealed to her, because she's waiting for revelation, I'm getting. That's what the Pleiadians are saying right now. This is the word they use. She is waiting for revelation.
Mm-hmm. And because
there's a deep desire in her heart, and she can't remember, but you are the key to her remembering.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should put a picture of Semyaza, the Pleiadian, on my phone, and because it's Thursday night here and people are going out on Thursday, so I maybe should, after the radio show, go to her, because that's the moment to see her.
Yes, absolutely. It feels like what they say to me right now, the sooner the better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Pleiadians, and I do love you. And
they know of your love, Martin. It's very clear. Yeah. You know, they feel and know the truth of you and the authenticity of you and your heart.
Yes, I can only say that what I am is I'm here, you know, and I do my best to bring out positive news with positive people like yourself, Christina, and you have been working for over 26 years in this field, and I'm just doing this show for 4 years. But I feel that my being in here fits in the whole disclosure movement in the world. And people like Douglas and Donald Newsom, who own this radio station, BBS Radio, are always welcoming me and supporting me and encouraging me to do my show. And I feel like they are my family, and you are my family, and we are all doing this with such a amount of love. And
yes, exactly.
Yes, and
love
I feel
is
that
the key.
That's the key. And Caroline Oliveras, who has connected us, she is now finding guests for my show that are resonating with her and me, and she's doing an amazing job. And I feel she's also part of my family, and I have the feeling that very beautiful things will unfold very soon, that we can see that humanity is one family.
That is the truth. I'm getting strong confirmation on that. It's the time now, you see. And it hasn't been the time up to now, but it is the time. And all of us out there, I want to talk to all the light workers, the people who are trusting and really stepping forward. And there's a lot of trust involved, but we can trust. But all of those light workers out there that are doing their piece, soon there's going to be incredible revelation for everybody. And that is coming in the new year. I only channeled through this morning from the Pleiadians that there's going to be this incredible frequency, waves of love from January 1st through to the 7th, the first week in the new year, is going to create this illuminating wave of energies coming onto the planet to feed and nourish those of us who are awake, to support us in our transition right now and our recalibration of our system. So we can all open up to embrace that. And, you know, it's time.
It's time, and I feel it's time, and many people feel it's time. And our connections are growing even stronger. Even if we are on large distances, geographically speaking, our hearts are very close to each other. And our work together as light workers is becoming more important and more accepted. And I have the feeling that very soon the whole planet will look at us, at the light workers, for what we have done until disclosure happens. And after disclosure, they will see that we all are the custodians, the messengers for the new world. That is there then already.
Yes, we are. And we're forging the path. The Pleiadians say that the whole population at some point will just wake up, like waking up for a dream. You know, when you're in a dream and then you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, I was only dreaming. And the Pleiadians say the mass of the population all of a sudden are going to wake up and remember the dream and remember who they are. Mm-hmm. And that is going to happen at a certain moment to everybody who is not awake at this point. And we have forged that path for them to do that, and we will continue to do so. So it's very, very glorious as far as I'm concerned.
It is glorious, and I feel its glorious energy is transpiring and coming through us, through ourselves, to our being, to our consciousness, more and more. By the way, Christine, I have a question. It seems that time is speeding up so quickly now, because, for example, a week goes by like a day now. It's so fast. So what is happening? You told us about this acceleration that started on the 1st of November. But for me, it seems that a week is going by so quickly now. So
it's because, you see, in reality, there is no such thing as time. And so when we're being moved out of third dimension into the fourth, fifth dimensional experience, and things happen in a second. Time moves, well, there is no time, but the energy moves very fast dimensionally. So we're navigating through very different dimensional, multidimensional states right now as we're being recalibrated in our systems. So there, you know, I wake up in the morning, I think, is it going to be a fast morning or a slow morning? What am I going to be able to get done in this time? Because it can seem like 5 minutes, or it can seem like a day. You know, it's shifting. But when you get to realize that, then you can control how quickly time goes. And so I've been working very strongly in being able to slow things down when I need it and move things quickly when I need it. So it's part of our natural way of being, is to be able to work with time the way we need it in the moment.
Yes, and we experience time in a different way because we are more in the now moment.
Well, when you're in that moment of being, not thinking about yesterday, which doesn't exist, and not worrying about tomorrow, which doesn't exist, when you commit to the moment, there's a multidimensional energy that opens up that you can access that is so pure, so multidimensional, so glorious and joyful. And that is where the Pleiadians want us to be, is in that state.
There is a tremendous amount of love streaming through the planet right now. By the way, I have seen things in the environment, Christine, that are very interesting. For example, when I was driving this week at nighttime in my car, the sky was completely coal black. Just completely coal black. It seemed that, of course, the new moon is coming, but I think it has nothing to do with the moon. But the contrast between light and dark was so strong when I was driving around. Why is that?
Well, we've got the shifting dimensions, you see. You have to understand that as the fourth, fifth dimensional energy anchors on the planet, the magnification of the human drama, or whatever you want to call the dark force, the human drama, that illusion, that twist of truth, is magnifying also. Because of the discrepancy, there is a reaction from that illusion energy. It won't last, but it will continue to build in intensity for a while yet, the Pleiadians are saying. It's going to magnify further for a while, and then it will, as the third dimension really melts away, it will no longer be able to even be here. It will totally dissolve in itself.
That's the feeling I have. And that is something else, what is interesting. Time and distance, okay? So when I'm driving, the last four digits of my kilometers are 1111, 1111. The time when I'm driving and having that overall distance is 1111. So the distance and time are in synchronicity with each other. And it doesn't happen once a week. It happens maybe a couple of times a day when I drive a lot. And I don't know why this is, but I have the feeling that I have to drive a lot. And I do night drives with a friend, a very close friend I have here who lives here with me. We do go to Germany, where the Nazis had a past. We sometimes drive deep into Germany to do energetic work. And we play specific music that is very uplifting. And my mother would say, what you're doing is insane. It doesn't make any sense. But I have the feeling that what I'm doing there with my car is a small car. It has stickers of crop circles on the doors and on the front and on the back and all signs of awakening. And I really have the feeling that what I'm doing there while I drive there is that I correct the energies. And it may sound insane, but I still feel that it is important what I do.
Martin, you know what? You keep saying it may sound insane, but actually you're right. Your intuition, you know intuitively what is truth. Mm-hmm. And what I would say to you is you need to just honor the truth of that, because let me tell you, nothing makes sense. We're not moving with logic anymore. That's third dimension. We're moving with our intuitive knowingness. And the more we utilize that intuitive knowingness, the more we open up to another level of our pure source natures. So it's really the magic of being in the moment and moving intuitively. And I've been living intuitively like that, doing things that make no sense at all for the last 25 years. And my life is really like a magical journey. It's unfolding and continues to unfold incredibly. But I go with my guidance, my intuition, no matter what. I will do nothing that makes sense. I mean, unless it feels right. But most of my life, you would say this is not logical. And it isn't logical. Logic is third dimension.
Exactly, but I feel that what I do is important. And for example, I drive to Berlin in Germany. I have breakfast with my friend and we drive back. So we drive in one day, we drive about almost 2,000 kilometers and we have an energetic journey. We clean up energies from Nazi Germany.
It's important. You're doing important work. You're actually not only clearing things up, you're anchoring grid lines through that area of the earth plane. Mm-hmm. And And many of us are working with vortexes and grid lines and ley lines right now to create almost an energetic webbing around the planet. So the planet is in a womb-like energy while we go through our birthing process. This creates a stabilization for the Earth plane and supports so many human beings and individuals to be in their awakened process. So it's a very big job, and you know, you're playing your role.
Yes, and thank you for that confirmation, because I felt it was the right thing to do. Of course, it costs a lot of money to pay for the fuel, but at the same time, when we go back, come back from a journey, we feel like we've completed something, and the whole energy feels better, even in the area where we live when we come back. Like, oh, the energy has risen. There's so much more love now.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why it's so important, and I say this to everyone else listening to this conversation, that we must do what we're shown to do, because it makes a difference. Each one of us individually out there make a difference to the collective energy. And we like to think of ourselves as small and insignificant, but we're not. Each one of us carries this unique sacred force within us that is unlike any other energy in the universe. And so when we choose to do that, when we step out and play our role, it creates an incredibly significant difference to many, many individuals. And it's not just on planet Earth, it's throughout the universe.
Indeed it is. And we as light warriors or light workers who came here are playing this role. And even if we feel insignificant when we walk between the masses on a crowded street or on a crowded highway, we are important, and what we are doing is important.
Well, we carry this frequency within us, and as we walk through our day connecting to people, it transmits out. And that love, that frequency of love that so many of us carry,
mm-hmm.
is creating an incredible balancing on the Earth plane and supporting so many.
Mm-hmm. Because there are many people in need of our energies. So when we travel to fix ley lines or whatever we do, we are affecting people around us.
That's so true, and it's really important. We don't have to convert anyone. People think they have to go and start talking to people and try and make them understand. But the fact is, it's simply by just being that we make the difference.
Yes, but just being around them.
We have to honor and respect everyone for where they are at this time and allow everyone to have their own play out, whether it be they're playing out the drama or whether they're, whatever they're doing in their lives, they are having their experience. And that's what we're here to do also, is to have a human experience and move into our enlightenment process. Mm-hmm. So we cannot judge others. We can only allow everyone to do and be where they need to be. Whatever that looks like, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, just being in the same room or even in the same city is already affecting people. We don't need to convince them by logic or explanations, but just by being there energetically, your presence is affecting them.
That's so true.
Yes, our presence, all the light workers. So, Christina, can you give us information about future events that you're planning, or about your books or new books that are coming out, or anything, or your website, your plans for workshops, etc. So please give us an update on your work and what you're planning to do.
All right. So I work only through guidance with the Pleiadians, and I'm working very much also with the galactic community and the Lemurians right now. And my guidance is to open up a series of live webinars, a live streaming webinars that go worldwide starting in January. So up to this point, I've been traveling internationally, and I'm still going to be traveling 3 months a year to Brazil, working there and around the United States. But the live webinars are going to be very important. So my website is Christine Day Online. com. And my books are, you know, they come with audio files. So you read a chapter, then you listen to the audio file, which is channeled through me by the Pleiadians for initiation and awakening. So my first book has 12 chapters in it, has 12 audio tracks of 10 minutes per chapter. And that has been incredibly successful worldwide. People have been awakening, self-awakening, and working with the Pleiadians, and it helps you connect into your Pleiadian heritage, or it helps you move back and really empower you with reconnecting to your sacred nature. So it's very, very good. I do live seminars, of course, in Brazil, here in the United States. I used to be in Europe, but I just don't have time to get there anymore. So that's part of my work. I also, on my website, is a free live broadcast, video broadcast every month that gives you, you'll see me live. We go through very powerful transmissions from the Pleiadians. And on my website, of course, you can buy channeled, there's the Pleiadian Enlightenment Academy that you can do 8 video classes and learn Pleiadian tools and go through initiation. So there's video classes, audio classes, there's things free on my website. I like to always offer free things as well as things to be paid for. And so there's a lot to explore. You know, you can go on and just see what feels right for you. The two books, the first book is, you know, is very powerful. The second one is more advanced, with 27 audio files in it that last for, I think they're half-hour audio files on each chapter. Very strong and powerful work, very advanced work. So, you know, that's kind of me in a nutshell, you know.
It's beautiful, and I think that, I feel that many people can learn from this and do the courses and read the books and hear the audio files. I'm very curious to read them and hear them. And
well, Martin, so, it'll be delightful to send you the copies of the book. Don't forget to send me your address so I can get them to you.
I will do that. And by the way, Christina, so, okay, so up and from, let's say, December 21st, 2012, up until now, things have developed in a very interesting way energetically. So can you describe how energetically things will unfold until the end of this year and further on in 2015?
Well, we have a very powerful end of year to set us up energetically for this incredible illumination waves of light that will be coming onto the planet from January 1st through to the 7th. We're looking at the lifting of the veils, as I said, for 10 seconds every 2 weeks. Now, everyone says to me, well, 10 seconds, that's not very long. Well, actually, it's unlimited in time, because every moment, and there are 10 moments that open up that have an unlimited potential of multidimensional energies that you can link into and start remembering and recollecting yourself. So that every 2 weeks, we've got 4 of those coming up before December 29th, which is incredibly powerful. And that energy is setting up to support you in being able to navigate your way into those 7 days of those illumination waves that are carrying a high frequency of love that the Pleiadians say is going to bring a recalibration to your heart space. It's like your heart, the heart energy, the energetic field around the heart is going to expand, but the cells within your heart are going to go through an electrical transformation, a recalibration, for you to be able to carry a higher frequency of your own pure source energy from your higher self. And actually, I'm going to be doing, there's a broadcast going to be on my website that I'm doing next week. It's always the last Sunday of every month that there's a new broadcast. And this broadcast is specially designed to give you tools to be able to work with this new energy coming onto the earth plane in the first week of the new year. And so for those of us who are awake, this week is going to, the first week of the new year, is going to herald in this new frequency of love through these illumination waves that is going to move many of us into an accelerated awakening state to be able to carry a frequency on the earth plane and anchor it here in the new year in 2015, because we have a tremendous acceleration of fourth, fifth dimensional energy anchoring on the earth plane in the first half of 2015. So it's going to create, those of us who are awake are going to go through an accelerated, enlightened time in the first half of the year. And that's why it's so important for those of you who are listening to utilize that first week of energy. And I'll have a channeled message. I have a channeled message ready to go into my newsletter, and that'll be out at the beginning of November. If you want to go onto my website, sign up for the free newsletter, you can. And you'll get all the information of everything that's taking place and the latest channeled material from the Pleiadians. But we're looking at an incredibly expanded spiritual year next year of dimensional shifts, a lot of opportunity for those of us who have done our work to really open up to new clarity, understanding, not only of information and knowledge, which is truth, based on a truth within the universe, but an opportunity to really navigate our ways very differently on the earth plane with new pure source connections of our higher self. So that's basically what the Pleiadians are saying up at this moment, Martin.
Well, that's beautiful, and that's very empowering and confirming for all of us, I think.
Martin, could I just transmit an energy for a minute? It wants to come through. Are you open for that for a few minutes or not? Or do we have time?
Please go ahead, my dear. Yes, we have 5 minutes. Yes.
All right. Akashata I. Eshe om da I ne a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. Iyo. Shata I he a. She om de I ne a. She om he a ta I ne a. Ke a. She o. So be it.
She'o ata. It's beautiful. The language sounds so familiar to me. You know, Christine, I know some Hebrew and some other languages, but this feels so familiar to me.
It's your Pleiadian heritage, Martin.
Beautiful. Okay. I'm very moved and inspired by this interview, Christina. And there's a program after us, so we have to wrap up. I want to thank the whole audience from all over the world listening to this beautiful show with Christina. And Christina, before we close up, what is your website again?
It's ChristineDayOnline.com.
Well, Christina, I feel our deep connection and we'll stay in contact. And I'm sure that in the future we will together achieve amazing things for humanity that are even bigger than we can imagine and plan right now. But I feel and know that there is very important work for us in the near future.
That is a truth, and I'm getting strong confirmation on that, Martin. You take care, and lots of love and blessings to you and to everybody out there.
All of my friends who are listening from all over the world, my blessings and my love, and the blessings and love from Christina. And Christina, namaste.